My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is July 28th, 2017. We're at CRA, and my relationship to the interviewee is advocate.
Okay. My name is Walter Moran. My age is 57 years old. The day is 2017, right? This is the thing. July 28, 2017. Location CRA, relationship to Advocate.
All right.
You want me to do it again?
Well, thanks a lot, Walter. It's,
I used to get nervous.
That's okay. It's your first time on a recording, so we understand.
Oh, yeah, right, most of the time.
So Walter, I appreciate you coming in and talk to us today here at CRA, and I just found out a little bit about you, and I wanted to give the listeners a chance to learn a little bit about you. So tell us about yourself.
Oh well, I feel by myself. I feel real sorry because I should have been being out this thing. I'm too old for this. This is my team from my relation. I really want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. This is the only thing I feel sorry for my own self.
Oh, I understand. So before we get into, I understand you're feeling sorry about your liver right now. Let's give the people a little bit of a backstory. Tell us about you.
Okay, this is what I say.
Where'd you grow up? Where?
Well, I mean, myself, the way I live, I really don't like, because I live in the street. I live in the park, homeless. So this is the thing. I really don't like for myself. I want to change, and I got the opportunities. For real, this is the best country we got so far. This is what I talk about myself. The thing I used to be working. Mm-hmm. I'm a restaurant guy. I used to work in a restaurant, but soon I started do this thing. They put me off the everything. They got me off at everything. So this my little thing for myself,
Okay. So and you used to work in a restaurant. How long did you work in a restaurant?
Oh, man, I used to work downtown. Sheraton, the most restaurant in downtown.
Okay.
Evergreen Park. I would cook. And during the day, I was busboy, busing tables. Mm-hmm. And at nighttime, I do cook.
Okay.
And then this thing, I want to say that again, they made me go off that thing. I used to work every day.
What thing are you referring to?
Talking about the blow, being in dope. Being tapping and being doing drugs, they changed my life a lot. So I want my life that I used to be back. That's why I'm talking. This about myself. That's the way you want to hear that thing for myself. So you guys,
it isn't about what I want to hear. It's about what you want to share.
You're right. I want to share with you guys the my story. I used to be nice. Nice life with my family, be around, be out summertime. Enjoying it by the lake. Now about myself, because I want to be that way. It's not my family, I'm the one, so I need a little change. Mm-hmm. Like Carlos Santana said, you gotta change a little bit. Anyway, so this what happened. I need the change, and I know I gotta put part of mine to do the change.
Okay.
I'm tired, I'm too old for this. I'm 57 years old, man. I got 7 grandkids. I need a change.
So it sounds like you got a family that loves you and a family that you love.
And I have.
And now, you said you want to change this thing. The thing got you. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been using it?
How long? I've been going for 5 years.
5 years?
5 years been using it. In 5 years, I break it like 3 times.
Okay.
For real, 4 times. I don't know, something, in the life, that thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like lose a family, a daughter passed away, thing like that. I blame this thing like that, but it's not right. I used to go, fell again. So this is, I think it's gonna be my last one, my 4 or 5 times they quit that shit. Because, man, I love my kid, I love my 7 grandkids.
Okay.
I love my daughters, my son, and my wife. She's still waiting for me, but it's all depend on me.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're trying to get to recovery. Are you in recovery now, or are you trying to get there?
Well, I've never been in recovery.
Okay.
Okay. My first time was here in High Market, Washington, and Sangamon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would spend 5 days in there. And it was cool. I break it at all. I was clean. But, I mean, I think I can make it by myself with, you know, we got two. But that's all I need is, like, buy my stuff, then I know how to break. You ever hear about that thing, that Sebastian, they call it Sebastian.
Oh, the little Suboxone, yeah.
They put around the the town. This the way I break it. With six, like, with that little thing, I break it, honest. Hmm. I've been doing this like 3 times, and I break it. I don't, they help me a lot.
Okay.
So if I'm going to recovery, I don't want to spend time. You know, I don't want to be out there that long. I like the, you know, they do it on my way, like, you know, with six Sebastian, I'm making it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Well, you know, so you told us a little bit about your past, and you told us a little bit about the substance use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason why we're talking to you today is because during your substance use, you came in contact with a disease.
Okay.
Tell us about that disease that affects your liver.
Well, yeah, I never be, you know, the doctors a long time. You know, I never be in a hospital either until I get this thing in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big surgery, both sides. I shoot in bed, and I shoot him with the rain water.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're running in it. So I shoot in bed, and they started getting swelling. This what happened. So, you know, I've been doing the things wrong things that I'm supposed to do. I'm too old for being doing this kind of wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't like it. I want to quit them, you know. I've been doing so many things the age, you know, 57 years old, I've got to be, you know, different way. Look out for your family, grandkids, and I don't do it there. I got to do it some kind of way to get rid of that stuff.
Yep.
That's all.
So, Walter, that disease that affects your liver, what was the disease called?
Oh, man, the doctor tell me there was a little damage in my liver.
Uh-huh.
But they don't tell me where they're from. They might say they've been shooting it.
Okay.
Alcohol. I used to drink into beer. And I mix it with blow. And then, you know, then I get together.
Okay.
So
here on the van, you tested positive for hepatitis, right?
Hepatitis, right. It's when it pop up, the thing,
mm-hmm.
my liver.
So when the doctors told you, I know you said that you went to Stroger and, you know, they're always busy. And
yeah, right.
So you're going over here to, what's the name of the hospital now that you plan on going to?
Oh, no, it was a rehab. Haymarket. Yeah, it's when they tell me about my liver and the all kind of stuff, but hepatitis.
Okay.
And when I was in the hospital, they tell me too, you cool, everything is fine with you. You know, they do this. I spent 10 days in there. And every day they tell me, test my blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the day they give me out, because I can't go home, the doctor tell me, the only thing wrong with you and your body is the hepatitis. You got to watch out for.
And what did the doctor tell you about the hepatitis?
Oh, they tell me that if you don't look out for it, they're going to be, you know, more dangerous. I might lose my life. But it's just the easy disease that they be kill people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he tell me, you better watch out. This is the same, like the girl watch me in Haymarket, they tell me too, watch your liver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to try to scare you, but your liver got a little damage. The little damage going bigger and bigger later on if you don't take care.
Okay.
So
what are you, since you learned that, what have you done to take care of yourself and take care of your liver?
I got to change. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
If I change, I can take care of myself. You understand what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. when I change, I'm not, well, this is true. It's changed, the person changed completely. So when I'm changed, I know I'm going to take care of my, you know, my body, my personality, and all kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's all I need, you know, change. Because if you're still shooting, another thing, I'm tired. My bench is all burning. I got no plate. See, I got plate, but I don't want to go that far, you know. Like the other people, they be shooting here, shooting the neck, mm-hmm. shooting in the knots, anywhere. But I don't do that. I don't want to go that far.
Right.
You know?
So you got your limits. You know, you know your breaking point, how much you can take.
There you go, right.
So how did it feel when the doctor told you had hepatitis C? How did it make you feel?
Oh, man, that made me feel bad. That made me feel like why let that thing happen to me when I can't take care of it, when, as you know, when I'm supposed to take care of it? Why they made me feel bad, for real. They made me feel like I'm nothing. I'm a poor guy, because they should take care of them, you know. And I let it go, because I've been shooting, I've been doing the doping. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not blaming the dope. I blame my own self. Because mm-hmm. the most I shoot, the more I forget, you know. That's what it is.
So as of right now, I know you told me that you don't have insurance.
No.
And there's a way to get your insurance. Mm-hmm. But even once you have it, some of the insurance companies and Medicaid, they say that, well, we're not going to allow you to get treatment mm-hmm. if you're still shooting.
Oh.
So yeah. How does that make you feel, knowing that?
Well, I didn't have it happen before, you know. Like you say, they might help me if I still shooting, they treat me, they're not going to work. Mm-hmm. It didn't ever happen to me. But if they help me, I quit the shooting. Because mm-hmm. it's help. It's why. If mm-hmm. they help me, I quit it.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear. When I say treatment, I'm talking mm-hmm. about the treatment for hepatitis C.
Right, okay.
Yeah, not treatment for...
For substance. All the... Yeah, yeah, right.
Treatment for hepatitis uh-huh. C.
Right. I want to take that. Because yeah. it's me in my body, you know. You got to take care. Mm-hmm. Right?
But do you think it's fair for them to say, well, we're not going to treat you because you are still shooting? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. Well, I call it like in my bed, you know, like... It's in me, because mm-hmm. they treat me. They're not gonna work them, right? If I be in the treatment, shouldn't they're not working. So I gotta go for one.
Okay.
Shooting or treatment.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, you know, you haven't tried to get treatment yet because of your insurance situation.
And
still shooting, right?
Right. Sure. Sure.
So
this is the thing that got me in this shit. I'm sorry if I said so. But I still shouldn't and do dope, you know. That's why I be so skinny. I lose a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. People that know me for a long time, they ask me, what's wrong with you, Wally? They know little thing about me, but that's okay. I'd say, no, I'm fine. We think I'm fine, but that's not right.
Right.
You know?
So, Walter, you know, just kind of to we have to get ready to close up the interview, but you know, being in the situation you're in and wanting treatment and you taking your first steps to get there, what would you say to anyone who is in your situation? They're trying to decide whether or not mm-hmm. you know they want to get treatment or whether or not they want to stop using. What would you say to them? What words of encouragement do you have for them?
Oh man, it's for me, people like that, they try to help. And treatment thing, this is good move. I mean, mm-hmm. this is very good, because we really, a lot of guys like me, they need treatment, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I take the treatment because this for myself, for my being better. I call it like that. This good, you know,
okay.
for you guys help. That's good.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Walter.
No
we
problem.
Really appreciate the interview.
Okay, I want to ask you one thing.
Is it something you want to record?
For hepatitis.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and end the interview and...
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever is happening to you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Walter. We really appreciate you coming in, and you have a good day.
Okay.